It is The Pulse you're listening to in Geelong. We're a community radio station and happily bringing you good information, we hope, regularly. You can be a subscriber to The Pulse. Just go on to 947thepulse.com, onto the website. You can be part of The Pulse family. You may even want to be a presenter one day. The opportunity is there to do that. Go on to the website. Follow prompts and get ready. We've just completed a radio school, but there'll be another one starting up very soon, so you can be part of the family. It is Men's Health Week this week. Warren Davies is a man who's been on our show before, doing some wonderful work in this space after dealing with his own personal demons, and he thought, I can make a difference, and he's doing it. Warren, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks for having me on. And, it's great to be on at the start of Men's Health Week.
It's a very important time. We've talked a lot in this show about the general men's health, getting those stubborn old folk, and particularly agriculture is an area. And I know from my own experiences with my father, who, being a dairy farmer, you've got to be there twice a day, 7 days a week, all the time. You can't afford to get sick. So if you feel sick, don't go to the doctor, because he might tell you something you don't want to hear, so you just press on. I lived through it. It caused a lot of angst in my family because of it, and you've lived through it yourself, just battling with it, and you're in a good position to tell the story and make a difference. Firstly, before we go into men's health and what it means, we'll go the other way. We'll talk about you first. How are you going in this new role as you go around trying to help others?
Yeah, look, it's very rewarding to start off with, to be able to travel around and you know, share my story, and you know across the country. Like in the last few weeks, I've been in Western Australia and South Australia, New South Wales, and of course Victoria, and sharing my story to all different communities and organisations. Just spent the weekend in Alexandra at their truck show, talking a couple of times there at their truck show, and the obviously trucking, something that's really intensive kind of industry as well, and they face their challenges, and particularly the town of Alexandra with logging being halted, so it's had a massive impact on the mental health and well-being of a lot of truckers that are and people that are involved in that industry. So there's lots of challenges out there, and a lot of those challenges can impact your mental health and well-being.
We had this discussion on the show, I think it was 3 weeks ago now, Warren, with another outlet doing the similar work to yourself, TACTS. It was about this is a conversation starter, and we forget about some people that are constantly vulnerable, but the Australian experience is they're tough. Truckies are one of them. Truckies and tradies we talked about a lot, and with the issues in the building industry and the trucking industry of late, that there really has been a lot more people falling down and struggling to get through it. So if men like that, that with that perception of being the tough guys of Australia, are struggling, it really does highlight the fact that everyone is vulnerable.
And that's exactly right. Now, I witnessed like it firsthand yesterday. Like you walk through this truck show, which was absolutely enormous, from one end of the main street of Alexandra to the other, and there's groups of blokes standing in circles, giving each other a hug or shaking hands and having conversations, because they probably passed each other 100 times a day on the road, but never get that opportunity just to stop and talk and sharing stories and of their journey, which is really good, because that means that conversation is happening. But like you said, there's so many challenges out there just in life in general, whether it's financial pressure or health pressures or whatever it is, there's an enormous amount of pressure on people and a lot of uncertainty as well, which all impacts on people's well-being and particularly their mental health.
Warren, the purpose of you and the message you're trying to get out, is it focused on just having that conversation? From what we can gather, talking to medical experts, sometimes that's all you need to do is be prepared to open up, and you'll soon find out that there are others living exactly the same world with exactly the same problems as you. And once, I suppose, you find someone with shared values in this area, it would, I imagine, make your life easier.
Yeah, it's something that, reaching out and starting that conversation, before you do that, it's very isolating, and you think you're the only person. It's like you feel like you're the only one going through this. And once you start talking about it with people, and particularly your support network, surrounding yourself with people that you love and you trust, and you start talking about how you're feeling, and all of a sudden you realise, well, I'm not on my own. I thought I was going crazy because this is how I'm feeling, but there's a lot of people out there feeling the same way. And then hopefully that breaks down that stigma then, to be able to then reach out to professional services and get some help that can set you on a path of recovery, basically.
So internally, that thought process that I've got to be tough to get through this, and that's a good attitude to have. You've got to be strong mentally and physically to get through these issues, but it's not a weakness to open up and share and talk about it. I think that's the first issue you need to get over. Some people are still of the opinion that for me to talk about my problems is a sign of weakness, but it's actually the other way around.
Yeah, it's a sign of strength. And, you know, I talk a lot about resilience, and particularly in the agricultural field, but in rural communities in general, like the town that's close to me, Rochester, that got hit by the floods. And, you know, you talk about that town being resilient, but my version of resilience isn't, you know, having to bounce back from challenges. That's like the dictionary's version. My version is sometimes resilience is all about, it's not so much a character trait, but the lack of any other options, and you've just got to keep going. And that can be a dangerous space to be in, like to be able, you know, just think, I've got to keep pushing through, I've got to, you know, keep bouncing back. Sometimes you've got to stop and reassess, and, you know, and if you are struggling, then realise that maybe I need some help here. And whether that doesn't necessarily mean going to a doctor or a psychologist, that might be just sitting down with a group of mates, like I seen these truckies yesterday, just having a conversation with each other and, you know, just sharing some stories and getting it off your chest, basically. And, you know, being in that group, one of the best skills you can have is also just listening. And sometimes if someone reaches out to you and they are struggling, all you need to do is listen. You don't need to have the answers or, you know, any advice. You just have to listen and let them share their story, so they can, you know, that can be the first step in moving forward and, you know, in that help seeking, you know, kind of, you know, reaching out for that help. It could be that first step, just sharing your story.
And sometimes just that conversation could lead to another opportunity, because I imagine in the world of trucking, if you've driven a truck for 20 years and you've carted nothing but logs, and all of a sudden someone says, we're not going to cut any more logs down, you'd immediately think, well, that's it, I'm done, I'm cooked, and you could get yourself in a real pickle. But just by having a conversation with another group of truckies, you might find that Billy Smith down the road needs someone to cart some wool. Why don't you take your truck down there and do that? All of a sudden, all that pressure, just a simple conversation like that could take a lot of pressure off.
Yeah, and one of those things with, like, industry loss, and I get the privilege of speaking to not just farmers but other organisations and industries as well, and it's something that I felt myself. It's, you know, when I lost my farm, it was a loss of identity as well, and that's a really big challenge. Like, as you said, if you've been, you know, driving a truck for 20 years, doing one job, and all of a sudden it's not there anymore, there's a massive loss of identity as well, and particularly for blokes as well. And I'm not just singling blokes out, but it is Men's Health Week. But, you know, that loss of identity can be really challenging. And, you know, those internal conversations that come from that loss of identity can lead you into a spiral that can have a massive impact on your mental health and well-being.
And this is particularly valid at the moment because, again, we've talked a lot recently on this show about suicide, and it is the numbers of people that take their own lives is overwhelmingly men and young men, of course, and anything we can do in this space to change that is important. We're having more conversations, but sadly it doesn't appear that the suicide rate is falling drastically. But in your area around mature-aged workers in agricultural fields where the numbers were quite high, have you seen some positive change in the data about male suicide?
Unfortunately not. There was a report come out recently. It was the It was a farmer wellbeing report that was backed by the National Farmers Federation and Norco up in like a milk company in the northern states, and they were alarming statistics, which were no surprise to me because they're the conversations that I have in the communities that I get to work in, but one thing it did for me is then try, like, my mind's always working. Well, yeah, we are making a difference. There's conversations being had, but these statistics aren't going down. But they're a lot of pressures, particularly in that agricultural and I suppose sector, and particularly over the last couple of years, natural disasters have played a massive part in that decline in mental health and wellbeing, and that was stated in that report. But one of the other interesting things that come out of that report too is that a lot of women were, their mental health had declined over the last 5 years as well. But you know, when you see statistics like 45% of farmers that were included in that study, had thought about self-harm and suicide, it was very alarming. And then, 30% of the farmers that were included in the study had attempted self-harm or suicide within that period as well, which was really alarming. And those statistics play out right through, the suicide statistics, and when we look at people self-harming and that, the statistics are really high, and it's something that we still don't talk about enough for how much of an impact it has within our community. So I think anything we can do like this, which I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you this morning, to bring it to the forefront and talk about, in an open forum, is hopefully breaking down that stigma, and more people will get to talk about their own stories.
Yeah, we haven't got time today, Warren, but next time you come on, and hopefully it will be soon, I want to talk to you about the role of things like media, because we want to change the messaging to people to give them positive thoughts, but quite often they may have a positive conversation, but then hearing something on the news or reading a story or getting the wrong information from a friend, all of a sudden, I imagine you could send things backwards pretty quickly. So I think messaging, standard messaging across the whole sector would be a huge help, but I don't see that we're getting that.
Yeah, I'd love to have a chat to you about that, about language, and there's certain language that we should be using to help break down that stigma, and as you said, another whole conversation that we can have down the track. I'd love to have that with you. But I think the important thing, my three lessons that I always share in my presentations at the end of them is, communication's key. We've got to make sure that we're talking about our feelings and about how we're, how we're travelling, even if they're, it's just, whatever that challenge is, whether it's, your mental health, your physical health, your relationships, your finances, make sure you're talking with your support network, and if they can't help, or they can support you, but you need to go further, make sure you're outsourcing that, to professional services to get the help that you need. Secondly, you need to stay connected. Isolation's the biggest killer in our communities, and we need to stay connected and make sure that, that we're not isolating ourselves. And thirdly, we've got to seek help.
Yeah, definitely. Warren, thank you so much again for your time. I guess you're going to be pretty busy this week, being that it's Men's Health Week, getting around, getting the message out, making a difference to people's lives, and I'm sure you've done that plenty enough. And I just love the way you're so open and honest to talk about your own experiences.
Thanks.
Excuse me. But we'll get you back on, and we'll definitely talk about that messaging, language, dealing with stigma, a very important message. Good on you, mate. Best wishes. Thanks for your time.
Cheers. Thanks for your time.
Warren Davies, he does some great work in the field, particularly the field of agricultural mental health issues, and there's a lot. And again, we know that it's an issue shared by all genders and situations in life, but the damning numbers around suicide are overwhelmingly towards men. It's something like 8 in every 10 suicides is a male, and the numbers in regional areas is even higher and more damning as well. So it's an area we need to look at. So again, if you're having issues yourself, please contact the Lifeline Beyond Blue. They're there and they're available. There are others. But sometimes it's just having a chat to your partner, your child, your next-door neighbour, your parents, whatever the situation may be. But it's not just mental health, it's also the physical health. Don't forget to get those checks. Get the blood pressure checked. Get the heart, the diabetes, bowel scans. Have them done. If you've got bowel cancer history in your family and it's bad history, go and get checked out. Don't be big and brave and strong. Think that it can't happen to me. And please try not to be scared of a messaging that you might not like to hear. Health's very important. You only get one crack at this. Look after yourselves, everyone. Men's Health Week, please do the right thing. And on the back of that, you might like to do it together, Men's and Women's Health Week. Husband and wives, partners, brothers, sisters, go along, get yourselves checked out, and have conversations, please. It's very, very